Hello and welcome to the CSFL Hub podcast. I'm your host as always, Kyle. Today we'll be going over our week 7 slate of games. This past weekend was the final regular season weekend of the MSFL, and this upcoming weekend will be the final regular season action for the CSFL. So let's go ahead and hop right into it. First game of the weekend on a beautiful Friday night was Mansfield versus Penn. Mansfield took that one 27-24. My player of the game for that one was sophomore quarterback Kasid Raymond. He threw for 272 yards with 4 passing touchdowns, also added 82 rushing yards. Mansfield gets their first ever win against Penn. So their first win over Penn in program history. I know that's something that definitely means a lot to, you know, not just the players who were on the field, you know, to accomplish that feat, but a lot of the guys who laid down that groundwork and, you know, put down that ground floor of scaffolding of the program for them to be able to accomplish something like this. So I know there are a lot of happy players, current, former coaches, current, former, who, you know, took part and had a piece in that win. So congratulations to Mansfield for that. Again, star sophomore quarterback Kasid Raymond bounced back from a performance he had against Army last week by throwing 4 touchdowns, 270 yards, also added 82 rushing yards. Raymond has continued to be the catalyst for that offense like he was all of last season as well. So definitely have, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in all of spring football the Mountaineers do have in Kasid Raymond. Raymond found sophomore quarterback LaTrenton Randall and senior running back Terrence Quaker for 79 yards apiece with 2 touchdowns apiece. And I must say that Randall did make a lot of acrobatic catches, a lot of crucial catches in that game to help secure the win for Mansfield. Also, Terrence Quaker, you know, his two touchdowns came on very explosive plays where, you know, he showed how versatile he can be, you know, not only toting the pill, but also lining up in the slot, lining up out wide at wide receiver. Senior linebacker Matt Robert once again led the team in tackles. He had 10 tackles in this one, 1.5 TFLs, and a 1.5 sacks. This is the third season in a row now for Robert where he's had 60-plus tackles. So Robert has been an absolute monster tackling machine since he stepped foot in this league as a freshman, and he's continued to do that game in and game out. You know, he's led the team in tackles the last 3 years, and he's been top 5 in the league in tackles the last 3 years. So definitely one of the better middle linebackers across all of spring football. Freshman defensive lineman Ian Mapp had one of the better games of his season, but he also is another standout guy, one of the standout freshman defensive linemen across both leagues. He finished the game with 8 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, and 1 sack. And Mapp is, you know, showing 1 fumble recovery and 1 forced fumble as well. And Mapp is continuing to show that he is one of the better, you know, young defensive line prospects in the CSFL. Mansfield ends their season next week as they go take on Navy to wrap up their regular season. Penn ended their season with this loss. Was a valiant effort. Was a great game to watch. You saw in the score, you know, it was tight all the way through. Both teams had multiple chances to put it away, and defenses fought back, gave offense opportunities, but ultimately Mansfield took it when it was all said and done. A very storied career for senior quarterback Andrew Paolini. He finished the game with 160 yards and 1 passing touchdown. But Paolini has been, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in the CSFL the last 2 seasons. He finishes his career with the 4th most passing yards in Penn history and 28 touchdowns, which are also the 4th most in Penn history. And, you know, once all the numbers settle in and everything from some of the other, you know, spectacular seniors in the CSFL, he'll most certainly, you know, be up there all time in CSFL history in terms of passing yards, touchdowns as well. You just got to let, you know, everything settle at the end of the season. So Paolini has definitely been one of the better quarterbacks in the league. It's been a pleasure to watch him play, and he's definitely one of the better seniors. He'll be leaving the league this year. Penn sophomore defensive lineman Cam Janik, who's also been a very, very, you know, notable player to watch whenever you watch the Penn defense. He finished the game with 10 tackles, half a tackle for loss, and 1 forced fumble. Senior defensive lineman Travis Legum ended his career with 6 tackles and 1 tackle for loss. Legum's been one of the better interior defensive linemen in the CSFL all season, so definitely has a lot to be proud of that he's done in his senior campaign. So big ups to him as well, as one of the better seniors who'll be leaving us after this season. Penn ended their season this year with a 3-4 record. Next up, we have Stack versus Chestnut Hill. Stack won this one 27-14. My player of the game is sophomore quarterback Ryan Kenny. He threw for 239 yards and 4 passing touchdowns. This one was a little bit of a back and forth until Stack ultimately took control in the end. It's good to see Ryan Kenny return to his earlier season form. Had to miss some time due to injury. And, you know, one game after Penn, I believe it was against Alderson Brodus, he did struggle in that game. So for him to have a bounce back game is definitely a testament to what they have as a quarterback at St. Thomas Aquinas. Again, 239 yards, 4 passing touchdowns. Sophomore running back Reno Molina had one of the better games of his career. He had 5 receptions for 169 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. So big, big game for the sophomore. Might be a guy they want to incorporate more into their offense in this final game and moving forward. Sophomore linebacker Chris Jones had a game-high 12 tackles with 1.5 tackles for loss and a half a sack. Jones has been one of the staples for the St. Thomas Aquinas defense all year. Definitely a guy to watch whenever you check out a Stack game. Freshman defensive lineman Donnell White had one of the better games of his young career. He had 11 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, and 2.5 sacks. So real big game for the young freshman. You know, Stack's always struggled in terms of getting quality pass rush. So it's always good when they see have a guy who's able to generate pressure like that for opposing team offenses. You know, the guy who comes to mind immediately is obviously Tyreek Smith, who, you know, is 1A or 1B their best player ever, but undoubtedly their best defensive lineman. Edge rusher, pass rusher, all that good stuff. So it's good to see them starting to get some guys who will look like they'll be able to replace and duplicate the type of production that Tyreek Smith brought there for so many years. Stack heads back home next week as they close out their season with a matchup with Cornell. Chestnut Hill fought back in this one. They actually had the lead at one point, but they could not do enough to secure the victory. Sophomore quarterback CJ Small continues to show some promise. Started the season as the backup quarterback, but over the last 3 or 4 games has found himself in situations where he was in the game and ultimately led Chestnut Hill to some points in pretty much every game that he's been in since they started rotating him in. He finished the game with 101 yards and 1 touchdown. The star of the day for Chestnut Hill was undoubtedly, though, sophomore running back Anthony Broderick, who's been one of the better bright spots for Chestnut Hill all season. The young man ran for 106 yards on the ground to lead the entire game. So had the most rushing yards between the two teams, and Broderick has been a guy who Chestnut Hill's leaned on heavily to produce some offense on the ground. Sophomore running back Ira Bain added 66 yards and 1 touchdown as well. So the running game for Chestnut Hill was there, just did not turn into a win. Freshman linebacker Lex Williams led the team in tackles with 9. He also added 2 tackles for loss. Chestnut Hill will be looking to get their first win of the season as they visit Alderson Brodus next week. Next up, we have Navy versus Alderson Brodus. Navy took this one 41-0. My player of the game is senior running back Alex Toda, who ran for 123 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, added 2 receptions for 40 yards as well. Navy secures their spot in the CSFL championship game. Junior quarterback Brandon Atwood had a very productive day. He threw for 134 yards with 1 touchdown. Also added 34 rushing yards and another touchdown. He's been a pretty consistent hand for the Navy offense all year. You know, he had a very productive game earlier in the season against Cornell, which Andrew Margiotta broke their single-game receiving record. Since then, he kind of hovers around that 130 yards a game, 150 yards a game, you know, threshold. But it's usually enough for Navy to get the win. So not the most explosive guy when you're talking about throwing the rock, but definitely does enough consistent play. Very similar to Frank DeMio, who I'll get into a little bit later. But just methodical football. Not going to turn the ball over a lot, you know, not going to wow you in terms of yardage or touchdowns, but it's always going to do enough to keep Navy in a position to win the game. But the star and the catalyst of the offense, you know, as we know, is senior running back Alex Toda. Again, he's topped over 100 yards and all but, you know, one or two games this season. Had 2+ rushing touchdowns in all but one or two games this season. So when it's all said and done, the senior is going to have some pretty monstrous numbers. And it's undoubtedly one of the better running backs to ever come through Navy and one of the better running backs to ever come through the CSFL. Junior defensive lineman Angelo Labey had the best game of his career by far. He finished with 5 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, and 4 sacks. So Navy definitely was able to rotate some guys in. Some guys gave you some production who, you know, usually role players like Labey. So it's always good for them to, you know, hit the field and see what they got. Navy will play Mansfield next week in their final regular season game before the CSFL championship. Alderson Brodus really couldn't get things going offensively in this one. You know, got Oford. Senior quarterback Tim Tillman only threw for 86 yards. As a offense, AB was held to negative 21 rushing yards. So running the ball continues to be a struggle for the AB offense. While the offense struggled all day, the AB defense, you know, did put up quite a fight. You know, the final score is indicative of how good the AB defense played early in the game. They were only down 0-3 at the end of the first quarter. About 28 points from Navy in the second quarter just quickly put things out of reach. Junior defensive back Ethan Cotolupi, he finished the game with 13 tackles. He also added 1 tackle for loss and 1 forced fumble. And sophomore standout Zachary Allison, who's been one of their more consistent players on the defensive side of the ball, finished with 8 tackles with 2.5 tackles for loss. AB looks to close out their season with a win with a matchup with Chestnut Hill next week. Last CSFL game of the weekend was Caldwell versus Cornell. Caldwell won this one 40-20. My player of the game was freshman running back Devin Turner. He had 150 rushing yards with 1 touchdown. Caldwell found themselves with a slim 2-point lead heading into the half in this one. Now, ultimately, the running game and good defense just proved to be too much for this upstart Cornell team. Senior quarterback Frank DeMio didn't have his best day through the air. He only threw for 64 yards, but he did add some rushing touchdowns, which helped start to put the game out of reach for Caldwell. Again, freshman running back Devin Turner ran for 150 with 1 touchdown. He's proven not only is he one of the better freshman running backs, you know, in all of spring football, but he's proven he's one of the better running backs, period. In all of spring football, specifically in the CSFL, where you're not seeing a lot of freshman guys, you know, get this many carries, tote the pill this much as you are in the MSFL, where overwhelmingly the majority of the players are freshmen this season. Devin Turner is one of the best young running back prospects across both leagues, and Caldwell has themselves, you know, a real gem on their hands in terms of a ball carrier. Another freshman who came into the game and did some damage for Caldwell was Jason Janot, as well as Donovan Swayze, who broke out a few games ago. Those two freshmen combined for 134 rushing yards with 2 touchdowns as well. So lots of talent in the Caldwell backfield. Swayze can also line up as a receiver as well, so he might be more of an athlete type. But lots of young guys who look like, you know, as they mature, will be dangerous for opposing defenses for years to come. Senior defensive lineman Michael Lorman dominated up front. He had 10 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and 2 sacks. Lorman has been one of the Caldwell's better defensive players, undoubtedly maybe their best defensive lineman as well, especially in the interior. So it's always good to see him produce and do good things for that Caldwell defense. Sophomore cornerback Kyle Redis was the one who actually stole the show, however. He stole the game on back-to-back drives with interceptions to stall out the Cornell offense. And, you know, Cornell, I'll go into it in a minute with Colin Kotecki, you know, did some good things offensively. But having a guy like Redis who can, you know, you don't have to worry about, even if he does give up some plays here or there, he's going to be a guy who you can always rely on to line up, you know, against the opposing team's best wide receiver. And, you know, make him work, give him good bumps. So he's definitely one of my favorite corners to watch. One of my 1A, he's either 1A or 1B, you know, the best cornerback in the league in terms of the CSFL. So it's always fun to see him play and do what he does for the Caldwell defense. Caldwell ends their season next week with a chance to go to the CSFL championship game to represent the Northern Conference as they link up with Army to decide a Northern Division champion. Other side of the ball, we have Cornell. As I mentioned, you know, this one was tight for most of the game. Pierce Cornell has definitely righted the ship in terms of the things that they're able to do offensively. Senior quarterback Xavier Martinez threw for 268 yards with two touchdowns to two interceptions. Martinez has been, you know, much more consistent as of late, throwing the rock and, you know, spreading the ball around to Cornell's playmakers. One of those aforementioned playmakers, senior wide receiver Colton Kotecki, who had a big game last week, finished this one with six receptions for 135 yards and one touchdown. So he's definitely been one of the better players for Cornell. Really dangerous in a return game as well. So definitely getting him the pill will, you know, usually result in good things for Cornell. Defensively, you know, a lot of guys contributed, you know, four players with at least eight tackles. But ultimately, you know, with how much Caldwell runs the ball, you know, all of those tackles sometimes, you know, don't accumulate. But you did have some guys, you know, who did step up. Senior defensive back Marco Nydum led the team in tackles with 11. So, you know, there's a lot of positives there for Cornell from their senior leadership. He also had one PBU. And, you know, some of the other usual suspects were able to contribute in there in terms of slowing down the passing game, which they did effectively. You know, Evan Nicholas is always a guy you got to watch for them now, as he appears to solely be playing defense corner for them. So definitely always usually a guy to watch. Cornell ends their regular season next week with a matchup against St. Thomas Aquinas as they look to add one more win to their regular season total. So that's a wrap for the CSFL action. Now we'll go to the MSFL. And again, this was their final regular season week. So starting up, we have St. Mary's of the Woods College versus Fompon. St. Mary won this one 27-7. My players of the game were freshmen, a hybrid edge player, Hunter Caldwell and Trey Jackson. Caldwell finished with 8 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, and 3.5 sacks. And Jackson finished with 7 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss. I mean, 5.5 tackles for loss and 3.5 sacks. So the defensive pair was absolutely amazing in this one. Again, with this one, the Pomeroys do secure their shot in the MSFL championship game, the inaugural championship game. So that's definitely something they should be proud of. Didn't finish their season undefeated due to a loss a few weeks ago, but still get a shot to compete for their championship title in this inaugural season. You know, despite the win, the 27 points, the offense, you know, was held in check a little bit by Fompon, who does have a very good defense. Freshman quarterback sensation Brennan Landry only threw for 117 yards, one touchdown, but that was due to him leaving the game. It was due to apparent injury, so hopefully he'll be okay for the championship game next Saturday. You know, this offense is still very capable without Landry, but it's not as potent without Landry, so best wishes to him, and hopefully he'll be able to play in this highly anticipated game. Freshman running back Patrick Pereira, who's one of the perennial running backs in the MSFL and all of spring football. You know, there's a, if you have Hunter, if you have Turner for Caldwell, over here it's been Pereira, it's been Reed, and it's been Flemings are the, you know, the names, the usual suspects I've always mentioned all season. And, you know, he did his thing in this one, led the team in rushing with 70 yards. Freshman wide receiver Jaheim Joseph added 106 all-purpose yards with two touchdowns, one rushing, one receiving. So he's definitely one of their more dangerous threats, and he showed you how versatile he can be to on this day. And again, Caldwell and Jackson, just two of the best defensive players in all of spring football. Very good motors. Lots of effort when you watch these two play. And, you know, being able to play alongside each other, you can't really double team either one of them. You can't really run away from either one of them because the other one will just end up making the play. So very, very dominant tandem St. Mary's has on their hands for years to come. And not to be outdone, but in the secondary, freshman defensive back Monty May held it down as well. He finished with 5 tackles, 1/2 a tackle for loss, and 2 interceptions. And May has been one of the defensive backs to watch throughout the MSFL this season as well. St. Mary of the Woods College will be playing Camulet College of St. Joseph next Saturday to decide the inaugural champion of the MSFL. Fompon put up a good fight in this one, but ultimately their offense has been their downfall throughout the season, and it was in this one as well. Freshman athlete Chris Reckel, who's taken over quarterback duties, has not captured some of that early season magic that he had when he first was thrust into the role. He only threw for 90 yards, and he threw 4 interceptions with no passing touchdowns. So offensively, Fompon's going to look to get things right next week. Reckel still looks like he might be the most productive quarterback they have, but they definitely have to get some things on the same page if they want to end their season with a W. Freshman linebacker Clayton Arrowwood led the team with 9 tackles, 2 sacks, 2 tackles for loss. And then freshman linebacker Avion Bass and freshman defensive lineman Isaiah Sanders, who make a very impressive tandem of their own, did what they had to do to keep Fompon in the game. Bass finished with 7 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 2 sacks with 1 fumble recovery. And Sanders finished with 7 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 1 sack, and 1 forced fumble. And again, Bass and Sanders are a very impressive tandem as well. Lots of good duos in the MSFL in terms of defensive players. You know, that'll definitely be names to watch as the years go on and they mature. Fompon will play Midway next week in one final regular season game to decide their final placement in the MSFL. Next up, we got Quincy versus Midway. Quincy won this one 42-3. My player of the game is senior athlete Taylor Klusmeyer. He threw for 189 yards with 3 passing touchdowns. Also rushed for 75 yards with 2 rushing touchdowns. Quincy was firing all cylinders on this one. They get their second win in a row. A senior athlete, Taylor Klusmeyer, was responsible for 5 touchdowns. So definitely goes to show how much having a elder statesman at that position can do for you. Ultimately, you know, he was moved to wide receiver for a time period in this season, which is why I reference him as an athlete. Definitely added, you know, some explosiveness there at that position. But ultimately, Quincy went back to him at the quarterback position. And since the return, he's been absolutely outstanding. So definitely will roll with Klusmeyer as they go into their final regular season game. Freshman athlete Xavier Hinton is another guy who's, you know, changed positions a little bit. You know, was early in the season one of the lead running backs. He has since transitioned to wide receiver. This is the second game in a row where he scored a touchdown. Hinton finished the day as the team's leading receiver with 6 receptions, 75 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So Hinton looks like he's going to be a guy to watch, add some more speed and explosiveness for this Quincy offense. Freshman defensive back Cordell Walker led the team in tackles with 10. Also added 1 tackle for loss and 1 forced fumble. And then Quincy has a very impressive duo of their own. Freshman linebacker Jaree Jones and sophomore linebacker Ray Lingard make up for a devastating linebacking combo. Jones finished with 9 tackles, had a half a tackle for loss, half a sack with 1 interception. And Lingard had 8 tackles, 2.5 tackles for loss, and 1.5 sacks. And those two have been menaces for the Quincy, have been menaces for opposing offenses for the Quincy defense all season. So another pair of guys you're going to have to watch, and they mature, they'll be able to do some great, great things. Quincy will play Bellarmine next week in a third place game. To finalize who will be in third place in MSFL standings. Midway continues to struggle during their inaugural MSFL season. They have yet to register a win. Freshman quarterback DJ Palmer was the only offense produced for Midway in this one. He threw for 76 yards and rushed for 52 yards, so it was also the team's leading rusher on the afternoon. Palmer usually has a really, really good connection with Lee and Alphonse, you know, despite the outcomes of the games, but they could not get things going on this vaunted Quincy defense. Freshman linebacker Zyquan Picard led the team in tackles with 13, also added 1 tackle for loss and 1 pass broken up. Midway will play Fompon next week to decide the regular season seeding, who will be in 5th place in the MSFL. Final game in our MSFL action was one of the most important games of the weekend. Camelot College of St. Joseph versus Bellarmine. CCSJ won this one 31-28. My player of the game was freshman running back Jonathan Flemings. He finished the game with 126 yards and 1 touchdown. CCSJ secured their spot in the MSFL championship game, you know, thanks to a strong run game. Freshman backup quarterback Carson Crow got the nod in this one, and he played solid. He threw for 132 yards with 1 touchdown. Ultimately, Blaze Cano, the usual starter, did enter the game, You know, he did some things as well. I don't know if that was they switched up due to something they saw maybe in the Bellarmine defense or disciplinary action or injury. Definitely expect to see Cano playing some, if not getting the start next week. But Crow got the nod in this one and did not disappoint. Again, freshman running back Jonathan Flemings, who has been one of the premier running backs in the league all season long. It's been Flemings, it's been Reed, it's been Pereira as the guys who drive the bus for their offenses. And then you take Devin Turner for Caldwell in the CSFL. Four absolutely amazing freshman running backs. So the league, both leagues are in good hands when it comes to that position. And Flemings has not disappointed all year, has been the main catalyst for the CCSJ offense. Freshman wide receiver Nino Barbosa had the best game of his career. He finished with four receptions for 112 yards. And then defensively, CCSJ has some studs as well. Defensively, freshman linebacker Isaac Hedgewood, who feels like I say his name pretty much every week when I'm covering CCSJ, did his thing again and showed how much of a leader he is for that defense. He finished with 10 tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss. He had one fumble recovery, which he picked up and scored for a touchdown to ultimately seal the game. Also had one PBU. His game has been something super spectacular to watch. Feels like he's always just around the ball, whether he's making the tackle, getting the sack, getting a PBU, scooping up a fumble, or forcing a fumble. It seems like he's just always around the ball, and that's just a testament of a player who prepares the right way, a testament to his instincts and his play recognition. So definitely he's going to be a guy who will be crucial in next week's matchup versus St. Marietta Woods College. Again, CCSJ and SMWC will meet for the third time this year to decide who will be the inaugural champion of the MSFL. Bellarmine fought hard in this one. Again, this was the most important game of the weekend. Did everything that they usually do, just ultimately fell a little bit short. Freshman quarterback Dylan Goff, who's been one of the more consistent freshman quarterbacks in the MSFL, threw for a career high 290 yards with two touchdowns to just one interception. So that's how you want your best players to show up. You know, big time players make big time plays in big time games. So definitely a testament to the type of quarterback that Goff could potentially evolve into for Bellarmine. And then, you know, the other stud running back who's been a consummate catalyst all season has been Brandon Reed for Bellarmine. Again, him, Flemings, Pereira, the three best running backs in the MSFL. You could go 1A, 1B, 1C, doesn't matter how you list them. All three of those guys are studs. So he did everything that he could do, you know, for this Bellarmine offense. And then senior running back Devin Hendricks, who's been one of the better athletes, all-purpose guys in the MSFL as well, put in a really, really good game. Reed finished with 106 all-purpose yards with one rushing touchdown, and Hendricks finished with 170 all-purpose yards with two touchdowns, one rushing and one receiving. So definitely a super dynamic pair. Bellarmine's going to miss Hendricks next year when he moves on, but definitely showing in his lone season, you know, that he is one of the better players in the MSFL this year, and how much having that senior leadership on your team as a skill player can make a big, big difference. Freshman defensive lineman Royce Hall led the team with 9 tackles, been better, one of their better defensive linemen all year. Bellarmine will play Quincy in one final game to decide regular season seeding. So that is a wrap for our week 7 slate of games. Lots of exciting action took place. We will have some playoff MSFL action next week. Definitely looking forward to that. Can't wait to see, you know, who will be crowned champion in this inaugural season for the MSFL. Also very, very cool that they have these final games as well. It's not just, you know, everybody else off while two teams play. Definitely very cool setup where they get to play for some final seeding. Call them bowl games, call them final seeding games, call them what you will. But, you know, to have that extra game out there is definitely something that's, you know, very interesting in terms of their league setup. So I'm definitely thankful for it. I'm always looking forward to more football. So definitely going to be tuned into all three of those games, as well as our regular season finale for the CSFL. So that's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. I am your host, as always, Kyle. Talk to you guys next week. Peace.